Rule number 9. Make sure your little brothers don't do stupid things. Kevin was sitting on the floor of Mark's closet, picking what appeared to be mushrooms off his shirt. He was covered in dust and grime and snail shells. "You went into the wall?" I accused him. Mark and Kevin both shushed me. "Not so loud," Mark said. "Do you want Mom and Dad to find out? They'll kill us. Or take away our Nintendos, at least." But I couldn't believe it. We weren't allowed to go into the wall. Dad had said so. It was a rule. "It's dangerous in there. You could have gotten stuck or fallen through the dry rot or made the entire house collapse on us." Kevin looked at me blankly. "Allie," he said, "I wore my hard hat." "I wanted to go," Mark said, "but I couldn't fit. So I shined Dad's flashlight on Kevin while he went. And guess what we found?" "I don't care." I was mad. As a big sister, it's my responsibility to make sure my little brothers don't do stupid things, like crawl into holes in the walls of their closets that my parents had to put there to check on dry rot and leaks. "You could have been killed." "We found Musy," Kevin said.
"You did?" I looked quickly around Mark's room, my heart speeding up again. Where is he?
Mark pointed with the flashlight at the dark hole out of which Kevin had just crawled. "In there." All the spit in my mouth dried up.
"Musy is in the wall?"
Kevin nodded eagerly. "Way in the back," he said, "all curled up in the corner."
"Look," Mark said, switching the flashlight on. "You can see him."
I grabbed the flashlight.
"Wait," Kevin said. "Wear this."
I didn't want to, but I felt like I had to, for safety's sake. I put on his hard hat. Then I ducked my head and shoulders into the hole. I could wiggle in pretty far, even though it was super dark and creepy in there, and there were all those mushrooms and snails, and probably spiders, too. I didn't care, though. That's how much I wanted to find my cat.
"Where?"
I demanded from inside the woodsy-smelling hole.
"I don't see him."
I could see deep into the inner caverns of the interior of our house, all beams and 2x4s under what the roofing man would have called the eaves. And then I heard it. A tiny meow. That is the sleepy sound with which Musy greets me every time I walk into a room and wake him up. And my flashlight beam fell on 2 bright, glowing dots. Cat's eyes. And a tiny gray and black striped body curled up in a dark corner beneath an eave, all snug and warm and happy as a clam.
"Musy!" I cried. "Oh, Musy!"
I was so happy and relieved, I didn't care that I too was probably getting dry, rotten snail all over me. Musy was alive and safe. He hadn't gone on a walkabout. Okay, he was in the wall. But he wasn't outside, getting sucked into someone's car engine or being catnapped. "Musy," I called. "Here, kitty."
"He won't come," I heard Mark say behind me. "We already tried calling him. He likes it in there."
"Allie!"
Suddenly, my ankles were seized and I was dragged out from inside the wall. I took off Kevin's hard hat and found myself blinking up at Uncle Jay.
"What are you doing in there?" he asked in disbelief.
"Musy's in the wall," I said. "He's been there this whole time. He didn't go on a walkabout."
"Oh,"
Uncle Jay scratched his chin.
"Well, that's good, I guess. Listen, your mom wants you to go set the table for dinner, and you better wash your hands first, and comb your hair."
I stared at him like he was crazy. "I can't come to dinner," I said. "I have to get Musy out of the wall."
"Why?"
Uncle Jay looked confused.
"He's fine."
"But he can't stay inside the wall." I couldn't believe this. Was I the only person in my entire family who understood the proper care of pets? "It isn't safe. What if the roofing people come back? They could knock him down into a hole or something, and then he'll get trapped and we won't be able to get him out. And he'll be stuck there forever and turn into a cat skeleton." Uncle Jay shook his head.
"Allie," he said, "he's a cat. He's not going to fall down any holes."
How could Uncle Jay not understand this?
He already went into a hole, I pointed out to him. The one in Mark's wall. What if there are more holes in there? I asked. And he finds them and goes in them deeper and deeper inside the house until...
Until what? Uncle Jay asked. He ends up where? Narnia?
I just stared at Uncle Jay. Of course Musy wasn't going to end up in Narnia. There is no such place, because it's made up. I'm pretty sure. And if there were such a place, I highly doubt you could get to it through a hole in Mark's wall. At least, I hadn't seen any talking mice or ice queens while I'd been in there. No, I said, but...
Look, Uncle Jay said, just put some cat treats down on the floor and ignore him. He'll come out when he gets hungry. And then, when he does, we'll close Mark's closet door, and Musy won't be able to go in there again. End of story.
This sounded like the stupidest plan ever. Or maybe the smartest. I couldn't decide. But since the only other plan I could think of was to sit in front of the hole in Mark's closet wall, crying and begging Musy to come out, I decided to go with Uncle Jay's plan. Since the truth was, I was pretty hungry for dinner. And I didn't think my plan was going to work. I went into my room and got the little bag of cat treats that Santa had given Musy in his Christmas stocking. Not that I believe in Santa, necessarily. Then, after shaking the bag a few times outside the hole and calling to Musy, but of course he didn't budge. He liked it there in Narnia too much, only it wasn't really Narnia, of course. I left a little pile of the treats on Mark's bedroom floor. Then I washed my hands and combed my hair and went down to set the table for dinner, which was delicious pizza from Pizza Express. Or, at least, the pizza was delicious after I lifted up the cheese and scraped off all the tomato sauce, which I have to do because one of my rules is never eat anything red. What else could I do? At least I knew where Musy was. Then, as soon as dinner was over, after helping put the dishes in the dishwasher, I ran back upstairs. Just in time to catch Musy, having come out to eat the entire pile of cat treats. He's such a pig sometimes for a cat. Dart back inside the hole. No! I yelled, lunging after him. But it was too late. Meow! He said to me from deep inside the hole in a completely cheerful way, like he thought the whole thing was a wonderful game. Musy! I called into the hole. Come out of there! But he wouldn't. Uncle Jay was right. There was nothing I could do. My cat was on a walkabout, and I just had to wait until his spiritual quest was over and he was ready to come home.